The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Gemara on today's daf, Daf Samach Zayin, brings the following memra, the guidelines of Chatzitzas. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Dvar Teira Midar Reisa, Rubei Amakbel of Chaitzis. In order for something to be a Chatzitza Midar Reisa, it has to be covering Rav of the woman's body. And also she's backfit. Also she does not want it there. However, if it's missing any one of those two conditions, it's covering right over her body, but it's not bothering her in any way, or the opposite, that it bothers her, but it's not covering right over her body. So in those two scenarios, midaraisa, it would not be a chatzitza. However, Chazal were geyser on roiv without makbid, and makbid without roif. In other words, midaraisa, you need two conditions in order to be a chatzitza. Chazal were geyser if even only one condition is met, that item should be considered to be a chatzitza. However, if neither of the deraisa conditions are there, it's a miyat she'ena makbid, it's not covering most of her body, and she's also not makbid, so then that would not be a chatzitza. So again, roiv hu makbid is chaytza b'deraisa, roiv she'ena makbid, and makbid she'ena roiv is chaytza b'derabonon, and miyat she'ena makbid is not chaytza, not b'deraisa, and not b'derabonon. The Mechaber, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Tzadiches, brings this halacha. And the Mechaber says that when a woman is tevel, she has to be careful that there should not be on her body, that should not be anything which is covering roiv of her body. If it's covering most of her body, even if nobody's makran such a thing, it's still chaitzitz. And the Mechaber also says that something which is makbid, even if it's not roiv, would be a chatzitza. But when the Mechaber brings the halacha of makbid, he adds two very important points. One point is that when we measure makbid and ain't a makbid, we don't only look at this particular woman. In other words, it's true, the Shachan Taz say, that if she's makbid on a particular item, even if roiv ne'odom would not be makbid, that would indeed consider to be a chatzitza of makbid, and it would passel the tefillah. But the Mechaber says that even if it's something which she is never makbid on, afilo ena makpedes lo v'lo'ilo, even if she is never ever makbid on this thing, kiven shederech roiv ne'odom lahakbid olo chaitzitz, we say botla daita eitza klodom. So therefore the shear of makbid is not only to this particular woman, is she makbid, whether this item that she doesn't want this item on her, but if it's something which roiv bnei adam don't want on them, even if this particular woman does not care, so then it is still considered a chatzitza. That's one important point that the Mechaber is meisif. There's a second important point, and that's as follows. The Mechaber says, im derech bnei adam lepa'omim lahakbar lov chaitzitz. If it's something which a person is sometimes makbid on, that's enough to be a chatzitza. In other words, what the Mechaber is teaching us is that when we measure the sheer makbid, we don't measure the sheer, is she makbid right now when she is in the mikvah. But if it's something which at regular intervals this woman would be makbid on, so then that alone is considered to be a chatzitza. And the raya is from the halacha of a tabas. The Rosh says that a ring is chaitzitz because when a woman needs dough, the ring will get in her way, and therefore she takes off her ring when she needs dough. Now the kasha is that l'chayr, when she's actually in the mikveh, so then she's not needing dough. If she's not needing dough and she's actually in the mikveh, so why is the ring chaitzitz? Right now she doesn't want having a ring. The teretz is that when we dan makbid ain't a makbid, we don't care about the woman in the mikvah. Anything which she sometimes is makbid on is enough to make a hakpada. So not only her, the rest of the world also. So there's two important halachas of makbid over here. One is that makbid is totally on roiv bnei adam also, that we say both the daif eitzel adam of everyone else is makbid. And second of all, that something which she's makbid on sometimes even if she's makbid, not makbid right now in the mikvah, that still is considered to be makbid. The shaila is, what does that mean? How often does this hakpada have to come to play? How often does this occasion for her to be makbid on this particular item, how regular and often does this time period, does this time frame which makes her be makbid have to come? Meaning to say, there are some things which a woman is not makbid on in her house. If she goes shopping, she would be makbid. Some things she wouldn't be makbid when she goes shopping, but if she went to a chasna, she'd be makbid. And you can have an item she wouldn't be makbid goes to a chasna, but if it was a sibling's chasna, she'd be makbid. And you have yet things which either she wouldn't be makbid by a sibling's chasna, she would be makbid by her own chasna. So what's the shear? Once you tell me that the pa'omim makbid is called makbid, what is the shear? So the Piskei Teshuva says, it has to be something which comes up on a regular basis. The Piskei Teshuva says that, like kneading a dough, which a woman could theoretically knead a dough, kam pa'om b'yayim, or l'machar, that's something which is very regular. Today, tomorrow, it's a very regular occurrence. That's considered to be the shear of makbid. But something which is not makbid, which is makbid rab pam achas lizman meruba, something which is only makbid at far intervals of time, so that is not makbid. Now, the question is, what exactly is the shear? The place can say over for Ramesha, the Ramesha Feinstein that Sal said that the shear is what a woman is makbid when she goes shopping on a regular day. When she's seen in public on a regular day, that is the shear of makbid. If she has a chatzitza in the mekaymis hagluyim, if the chatzitza is in the mekaymis hastarim, so that is totally on whether she would be self-conscious to be with her husband with that chatzitza on her. But something which she's only makbid when she goes to a chasna, so that Rav Meisha Feinstein held, the person should obviously ask his own Rav, halacha lamaisa, but that Rav Meisha Feinstein held that is not a chatzitza, that the sheer chatzitza is, would she go shopping like that, or would she be willing to be with her husband with such a chatzitza? The Ramah goes on to say, ulechatchila lo sitfel afilu b'dvarim ha'eim chaitz. The lechatchila should not be tevil, even with things which are not chaitzitz. Gezeira otu dvarim chaitz. A gzeira otu dvarim chaitz. And there are two things included in this minig, this lechatchila, not to be tevil with dvarim she'enim chaitz. One is mi'at she'enim makbid. And that's why the Noshim go through an extensive chafifa process, because the minig is to remove even a mi'at she'enim makbid. And the other thing, the Sedei Taira, the Piskei Teshuva brings, is refuyim ato she'enim refuyim. In order for something to be a chatzitza, it has to hold on tight. Something which is loose, like a loose bracelet, a loose necklace, technically speaking, would not be a chatzitza, because the water would be able to go underneath the bracelet or the necklace. However, the minig is to remove even dvarim she'enim chaitzim, even loose items, even mi'at she'enim akbid, and that is in order to prevent chas v'shalom coming to a michshol. We sometimes say over that today a rav is only a phone call or a text away, but in those days, people who lived in shtetlach, they would see a rav by the Siddur Kedushin, and the next time they see the rav would be by their own levaya. And therefore, the Bnei Yisrael Haksheiros set up a system that pass on from mother to daughter and daughter to her daughter to ensure the Kedusha entire of Klal Yisrael, and they set up a system that a woman removes everything, that she's not supposed to, she doesn't have to start clearing makbid, not makbid, roughly, not roughly, and therefore the women were made, created this lechatchila de kazach. They accepted upon themselves, halacha, the Ramah says, lechatchila, that leisitfil, even dvarshayim chaitzim, and that passes down the kedusha, that helps pass down the kedusha of Klal Yisrael, that even a mi'ashayim makbid, even dvarim refuyim, are removed before tefillah. However, if a woman is tevil with a mi'at she'enim makbid, or she's tevil with something loose on her guf. So then, in such a case, we would not send her back to the mikvah once she is tevel. So then, we go with the ikra din, that the ikra din is that only miyat, so that only miyat hamakbid and roiv she'ena makbid are chaitzitz midir abonim. Now, the truth of the matter is that we mention now in passing a important condition in chatzitzis. And that is that chatzitzis have to be tight. If the chatzitzis is not tight and the water could get underneath the item, so then b'chai gavna, is a sheet of Rabbi Sorashi, v'akoponim lahalacha, we hold that those cases are not chaitzitz. And that really is also a Gemara on today's daf. Because the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Rav Huna, Nima achas k'shura chaitzitz. If one here is knotted, so then it is a chatzitza. Shloisha einem chaitzim. If three hairs are knotted on themselves, that's not a chatzitza. Shnayim, if two are knotted on themselves, eina yedea, that's a sofik. What the Gemara is telling us is that when one here is not on itself, so that is tight enough that no water can get in between. However, when three here's are not on themselves, so in other words, three together in one knot, so then what happens is that since here's are hard items, it's not like threads which sort of mush into each other. So therefore, it's impossible to tie it totally tight. Water will get between the hairs, and therefore, it will not be a chatzitza. Now, again, even if a woman has one knotted hair in her head, if she's not makbid, and roiv ben adam also would not be makbid, so then again, that would not be a chatzitza. However, if she has 3 years knotted, we hold the halacha that even if she is makbid, but since lemaisa, the water is going to go inside, so we hold nalak the rabbeis of Shalrashi, and we hold that if it is not, if 3 years knotted on itself, even though the water can not get, sorry, even though she's makbid, but since lemaisa, the water can get in, so then those 3 years not on itself would not be a chatzitza. Now, when we talk about roiv and makbid, we have to know that there is a machlokes rishonim. What happens if all the hair on her head is knotted? The mechaber says, "Shnei sayers ha'yoyse shem kshurim ke'echot kasher echa edem chaitzim." If two hairs are knotted together into one knot, in other words, you took two hairs and you made a knot in those two hairs together, or else you took two hairs and you knotted them together with another two hairs. So in that situation, it's not chaitetz because it is not tight. Saira acha shnikshra, if you have one hair which is tied on itself, or tied on another single hair, that's chaitetz, meaning it's tight. Once it's tight though, as we said earlier, a minute ago, you need a sibas hachatzitza. So the mechaber says, v'hu shetia makpedes aleha. That's dafka if she's makbid. Avalom eina makpedes aleha, if she's not makbid, also lo tefila. In other words, if it's, even though it's tight, but if she's not makbid, she's not going to be a chatzitza. And then the mechaber goes on to say, ad she eroiv saira kosher nima nima of the asma. That if most of her hair would be tied one strand by itself, in other words, every single hair on her head has a knot, so then, b'chahaygavna, if roiv of her hair, every one of the hair, roiv of her hair, each individual hair, has a knot in itself, so in such a case, the mechaber says that it's also a chatzitza, and it's the chatzitza of roiv. Again, it has to be tied one hair on itself to make it tight. Once it's tight, we need a sibas hachatzitza, either makbid or roiv. And if roiv of the hair on her head is tied each hair in a single knot, so then that's considered to be a chatzitza. It's the chatzitza of roiv. So the shaila is, what do you mean? It's a rave over here. It's not a rave over body. So the teretz is that there's a machlokes rishonim, and the mechaber over here is quoting the shita of the Gaonim, that the Gaonim holds that the here is nidin by itself. When it comes to rave, both what's the geit to the raisa, rave and makbid, and what's the geit to the abonon of rave she'ena makbid, we dan the here as a mokim b'fnei atzmai, and rave of the here is enough to be a chatzitza, either with the raisa or with the abonon, depending on whether she's also makbid or not. And the asam achreinu go vaita, and they say that every mokim kinos sar is nidin b'fnei atzmai. Every mokim on the goof where there's here together, so that is nidin b'fnei atzmai, and rave of that particular area, rave that particular area would be a chatzitza. Rave of that particular area, if it would have a chatzitza, would be enough to passel the tefillah, even if she would not be makbid. So that is the pshat over here, the mechaber, that rave saira is even without makbid will be a chatzitza. And as we're saying from Kam Gedali Achreinim, that every Mokum Kina Sar is Nidim Tei Atzmai, and if Rav of that Mokum Kina Sar has a Chatzitza, so then, in such a case, that you would have a Chatzitza. Now, the Goyin over here argues, and the Goyin says, I'm sorry, the Goyin says that the Rambam argues, and the Rambam says that the Roish, the here, is nidin with the rest of the guf, and therefore a chatzitza on Roiv of the here would not be considered to be a chatzitza machma mitam Roiv. And the Goyin is machriya lahalacha, like the Mechaber, like the Shita of the Goyinim. Because the Gemara we learned yesterday, the Gemara we quoted yesterday, Gemara Babakam Pei Beis, the Gemara says Medaraisi need Ion, because maybe this hair will be knotted, or maybe something moist in the hair. So the Goyin Tainas, well, you have to go ahead and check the hair, Medaraisa, to see if it's tight or it's moist. But if it's tight or moist, Medaraisa, it's not gonna be a Chatzitza, because you need Roiv and Makbid. The Teretz is that the hair is neither by itself, and since the hair is neither by itself, so then Roiv of the hair will be considered to be enough to be have a shame roiv, and therefore, if one is taka makbid, we'll have a chatzitza daraisa, and if she's not makbid, so then we will have only a chatzitza midirabbanim. And this is what's the gea halacha l'maisa, when a isha calls up from the mikvah with a chatzitza shaila. So these are the parameters that we have to find out. We first have to find out, is it tight or is it not tight? After we find out whether it's tight or it's not tight, on the assumption that it is tight, then we have to know, is she makbid? And when we discuss makbid, the question is, makbid, like we said, when she goes shopping. However, something should only be makbid by chasana, a sibling's chasana, so b'chai gavna, that would not be considered to be a chatzitza. L'chatchila, so she's tevel, we would tell her to remove it if she could. However, b'di'eved, if she already was tevel, or it's something which was not able to be removed, so then we allow her to go ahead and to be tevel with that particular item on her guf. Just to end off with the Geshmak Hazach, Rabbi Chanan in Kavitz Ha'aris, so he asks very Geshmak Akasha. He asks like this. The Gemara says that Roiv She'ena Makbid is Chaytis Midrabanan. If the Isha has a chatzitza on Roiv of her guf, and she's not makbid on it, so then it's only chatzitza derabanan. So Frek Rabbi Chanan, l'chayra, it's never possible to have a chatzitza derabanan of Rav She'ena Makbid. Why? Because let's say a woman's about to go into the mikvah, and she has on her body a chatzitza of Rav She'ena Makbid. So she's going to call the Rav, and she's going to say, Rav, can I go ahead and tevel with my chatzitza of Rav She'ena Makbid? The Rav is going to say, no. Midrabanan, you can't be tevel. So since she can't be tevel with that roiv, with that chatzitza on roiv of her, so now she all of a sudden becomes makbid. Because now she wants to remove it in order to allow her to be tevel. So, Frekter Bochanan, how could Chazal, how could we ever have a Hechatimtza? How could we say that Rav Shein and Makbid is a Chatzitza but Rabbanon, L'chayr, it's not true? Because the moment the Rav is going to tell Shkeb Tayyar the Rav Shein and Makbid, now she wants to remove it. Once she wants to remove it, so now it's Rav HaMakbid. So since it's now a Rav HaMakbid, so Mimela, L'chayr, it should be Chaytiz Midarais. Azoy Frekter Bochanan Akasha. So Rabbi Chanan himself answers that when we talk about makbid ena makbid, it doesn't mean makbid halachically. Makbid ena makbid, it means makbid in life. If you would be makbid in a normal situation, when you're shopping, when you're doing things, that's the share of makbid. But makbid just for halachic reason, that's not the makbid that we are referring to. And therefore, that makbid, the makbid that you want to take it off, in order to be table, that shouldn't be a chatzitza, but when you're walking around doing your daily business, it doesn't bother you, that is not the makbid that we are referring to over here, and therefore it would still remain a roiv she'ena makbid. But he brings down from Chaim Soloveitchik a very, very geshmaka teretz. Chaim Tanya is like this. Let's say, for argument's sake, a woman has a chatzitza on 55% of her body. A woman has a chatzitza on 55% of her body. So the Rav tells her that she can't be teivel. So now she wants to go ahead and remove that chatzitza. Let's think for a second. What does she have to remove in order to be teivel? Mi'ikra din, without going to the minig that we're not teivel with mi'at she'ena makbid. So she is covered 55% of her body with a chatzitza. What she has to do in order to be teivel is to remove 6%. Once she removes 6%, so then she's going to go ahead and be able to be teivel because she's only got a chatzitza on 49% of her guf. So Zot Reb Chaim, she's not makbid on the 55%. She's only makbid on 6%. So since she's only makbid on 6%, so then she doesn't have a chatzitza midaraisa. Because on the 6%, so that's makbid without roiv. That's only makbid without roiv. So memela tanya Reb Chaim, that when she has a chatzitza of 55%, and we don't let her be table derabanan, but she's not makbid on the entire 55%, she's only makbid on 6%. So, because the 6% will pull her under roiv. So since the 6% will pull her under roiv, so memela her sheer makbid is only 6%, and since her sheer makbid is only 6%, so that vaita is a miyata makbid. So mida araisa, she is never going to have a chatzitza on a roiv hamakbid because she's makbid to take it off to go to the mikvah because she's not makbid to take off the whole thing. She's only makbid to take off part of it. And the part that she's makbid to take off is always going to be less than roiv. So the mela is Zokhtrim Chayim, the cash is not right. The cash doesn't start. Because even if a woman has a roiv she'ain a makbid and she has to remove from the mikvah, since she doesn't have to remove all of it from the mikvah, so therefore she's not makbid on the whole 55% of her gofer that's covered by the chatzitza, and therefore Roiv she'ena makbid remains only a chatzitza midrabbanan.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.